Why is Christmas such a big deal? Christmas is one of the most popular celebrations, if not the most popular in the entire world. You know, when other holidays just get one day, Christmas gets about an entire month. And all over the world during the Christmas season, billions of people put aside what they're doing just so that they can send greeting cards, spend time with their families, sing Christmas songs, even travel long distances so that they can be reunited with their families. And when it's Christmas season, you can't miss it. It always amazes me that Christmas would even cause traffic jams in places like Tokyo, Brazil, New York City. It's so popular. And when you really stop and think about it, it is amazing how a birth of a simple peasant boy 2,000 years ago in the Middle East could cause such a commotion. And if you've ever checked your calendar, I don't know if you knew this, but your reference point is Jesus Christ. Ever since Jesus stayed with us on earth, our history has been divided into two. The first one is BC, which is before Christ, and the second is AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. And all this came about because this simple peasant girl named Mary said yes to God's will. She didn't always understand what was going to happen. I can imagine when she was a young little girl and the angel appeared to her and said that you will carry the Son of the Most High, that she was probably uncomfortable. And yet because of that discomfort, she was pushed into her purpose. And she knew that her purpose was to participate in salvation history. And because she said yes, our world has never been the same. This last 4 weeks, we have heard about the different characters during this Advent season. Last week, John the Baptist, even Joseph when we celebrated the Immaculate Conception, and now Elizabeth. All these characters didn't always understand what was going to happen to them. I mean, Elizabeth was in her 80s, and now she's with child. That doesn't make sense in the natural world. And yet these people said yes to God. I think it's very difficult for us to say yes to God because we don't always know what's going to happen. I mean, a few days ago, I just did a funeral of a man who died at 48 years old. He had a heart attack, and he passed away. And naturally, the wife and the daughter, they're devastated, and they're still angry. So how do you say yes to God when you're suffering? Or maybe someone in your life walked out on you, a friend that you've trusted for a long time, and now you're having to stretch, and now you're having to find a new friend. Or maybe even in your marriage, it's not going so hot right now. Maybe there are struggles. And then you don't know what to do, and you're thinking, how could I say yes to God's will and participate in building His kingdom when I could barely get by in my own life? Or maybe at your workplace, you're having a lot of challenges. There are different things that we go through. But what I've discovered is this. God is not as concerned with our comfort as He is with our purpose. So God will sometimes stir things up. A person walks out on you. A person betrays you. Even sometimes something as tragic as a loss of a loved one. But you see, God uses a loss, God uses a betrayal, God uses a persecution to push us into our purpose. Because God knows that when we're comfortable, He knows that we don't want to change. See, when you're comfortable, just look at your own life for a minute. When we're comfortable, we don't want to stretch. We don't think we need to do anything else. We don't think we need to find new friends. We don't think we need to get involved. Hey, I'm comfortable with my life. But you know what? God loves you too much to stay where you are. And so when things change, when someone walks out and there is a calamity or you're having problems in your marriage or maybe you're getting older and
you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, my back hurts so bad, and my neck, and I have to take this medication. You're thinking, how do I say yes to God's will? But God is saying, that's the point. The point of our faith is, the true test is when things are not going according to plan. Because it doesn't count as much faith when things going when everything is going your way. You know how it's easy to say, sure, God, I love my life. But the true test comes, like Mary. She didn't know and she didn't understand that what was going to happen. That her son would be the cause of the rise and fall of people in Israel. That her son would undergo this excruciating pain. And imagine if Mary said, you know what? I didn't sign up for this. Why am I doing this? Why do I have to go through this? And yet scriptures tell us that every time these things happened, Mary pondered it in her heart. Did you know a few years ago, I never thought about becoming a priest. It was the last thing in my mind. I had a different plan, and so did God. Sometimes I think we pray for things that God has ordained to happen. We pray for things that God has already set in motion because we are limited with our own vision. And that's what's beautiful about the readings today. When God is invited into the picture, it helps us see things through his own eyes. But when God is out of the picture, when Jesus is out of the picture, notice that there's always that drama, that ego drama. It's always about us, and our ego will always reign supreme. When people started telling me, you should be a priest, the first time I heard that, I'm like, that's kind of insulting. No, I'm successful in my business. I don't think I need to do that, really. And then people started coming more. Have you ever thought about becoming a priest at my workplace? Have you considered being a priest? And I prayed to God. I've always prayed to do his will, but this time God said, yeah, this is what I want for you. And that was where the rubber meets the road, and I was like, is there anybody else up there? Because, you know, I don't think I want this. But I couldn't shake it off. See, for some of you, maybe somebody walked out on you, and you're critical, or you're thinking, I can't get involved. But instead of complaining, of being critical, I encourage you to have a new perspective. When things are not going well in your life, don't think that God is trying to make you miserable. He's trying to push you into your purpose so that you could fulfill his will. You know, yesterday morning I said a prayer for a movement for a better world. And it moved my heart so much because why? All these people that were there, about, I don't know, 100 families, they were all there with their children. And they're going to bring, they brought these gifts to people that are in need. A few weeks ago, I think Deacon Shane talked about how we will be judged at the end. You know, when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was in prison, you came to visit me. So if you're sitting here thinking, well, how do I say yes to God's will? Our church is a growing church. These people that were here yesterday and their children, they said yes to God's will. It's a little thing, maybe, but they still participated in building God's kingdom by being generous with their time and bringing these gifts to these people that have lost hope, to these people that don't have food, to these people that don't have anything for them, nobody that cares for them. And so it brings us to our Blessed Mother Mary. It's always tough when you don't know what's in the future. Even for me, when I was at St. James, my last parish, the same thing. I thought I was going to stay there forever. When I first found out that I was going to transfer here, I was praying to God, God, why is this? I thought you were going to let me stay here, become pastor, and basically help grow the parish. But God had a different plan. I was starting to get too comfortable. And if that would never have happened, even when I look back in my own life, and even in your own life, I imagine if you were to ask Deacon Shane, Sister Eva, Deacon Tom, some of the people that are involved in ministries, the lectors, the musicians, all of you guys, I'm sure before you said yes, there was that discomfort. You had to be stretched. Before we can grow, before we can fulfill our purpose, God will stretch us, not because he doesn't care for us, but because he loves us. So my prayer for all of you as we prepare in a few days to receive the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, is to find it in your heart to be like our Blessed Mother. Be courageous and say yes. We're going to need volunteers in the next months and years to come. Volunteers for videotaping, videography, volunteers for people to go to prison, volunteers for people that will visit the sick. We need your gifts and talents. Each of you has a gift. And just like the Blessed Mother, even when you don't know, even when you're scared, when you say yes to God's will, that's when God releases His surpassing greatness and favor in your life. And that's how you will be able to build His kingdom here at St. Joseph. Amen?